Good day for Hampshire, but what a day for you.
Yeah, I didn't expect that when I woke up this morning, to be honest. It was nice to get a couple of poles early and got on a little bit of a roll. And we got ourselves into a great position after sort of staring down the barrel a bit there quite early. But the captain came out and played a fantastic knock, and he showed it a couple of weeks ago, and he was pretty incredible.
We'll talk a bit more about the game, but I want to talk about you, really. I know you'll be quite happy with that. 9 for 40. How much are you aware that, I mean, I'll tell you some stats, and I don't know how much you're aware. 6th best bowling ever by a Hampshire bowler, and probably, we think, and it's just been fairly well researched, probably the best bowler by, the best analysis by a South African in England.
Yeah, obviously not aware of it while I was out there, but as soon as I've got back, I've heard a few things filtering through the day. It's quite nice to have, I suppose. There was an opportunity there this morning to really get stuck into them and put them under pressure. We felt they've been under pressure from the first morning here with the toss, and looking at them, they got a championship on the line here. So coming out this morning, we knew if we could just hang in there and got a couple of wickets early, it would really sort of throw them off what they wanted to do this game. So yeah, to contribute to that was pretty good. Stuck to my guns and kind of got lucky. I think I've bowled a lot better for a lot less, and I've bowled a lot worse for about the same sometimes. So yeah, nice to get involved, and yeah, nice to have those records behind your name.
Was this an ideal wicket for you?
Probably was, yeah. When it was nipping quickly, especially with that new ball. And last night, under a little bit of lights and cloud cover, as soon as it nipped off the pitch, it was going at pace. So yeah, I knew if I hit my lengths and got it to sort of nip both ways, I was always in the game. And as you saw, that couple caught behind and a couple through the gate.
You mentioned Vince's knock of 100, but you've put on 73 unbroken so far for the 9th wicket. No rest for you, but what an important innings as well from you.
Yeah, I saw 50 partnership on the board. I didn't realise we put on a couple more after that. It was great batting out there with him. Craig Overton came pretty hard at us there for a spell, so it was nice to get through that and sort of bat with him, and we had our game plans. He was pretty happy that I took quite a bit of the bowling, but if he could score and run twos and that, and we just had quite a clear game plan against each bowler and how we were going to do it, and they've gone pretty quiet out there, and I almost think we're quite close to a winning title. Yeah,
I mean, they would have to get the biggest score of the game, but you feel that 230 lead at the moment is the right side of 200?
Earlier today I said 200 plus, I think, weighing heavily in our favour. As we've seen, I think the new ball must be averaging 5 or 6 wickets almost this game. So we can rip into them, and as I said earlier, the pressure that they're putting on themselves, having to probably try to wrap up the championship this week, can only play into our favour. So yeah, pretty happy with it. If we can knuckle in tomorrow morning and get 250 plus, and as you said, to score the highest score of the game in the 4th innings is normally favouring the team bowling loss, but we'll have to see. It's a pretty good wicket once the ball gets softer and older. We're going to have to strike up front, but like I said, the pressure's definitely not on us.
Quite keen to get the new ball quite close to 10:30 tomorrow, or do you think that doesn't matter now?
I don't think it matters. We put the heavy roller on at, nearly 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we were in trouble at 12:03, 40:05. So I don't think it matters. I don't know what the weather is. As soon as the clouds do come over and the lights come on, it seems like a totally different pitch. We'll stick to our guns and bowl how we bowl on this wicket. We know how to. Quite a few divots from a soft pitch yesterday morning, they've kind of stayed there. And obviously the heavy roller's now out of the game. So going to bring in the sort of wicket-to-wicket dismissals. And yeah, it should be quite an exciting day. It's definitely not going full.